The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Krisus Daf Ches. The Gemara Hamad Aleph talks about Tumah of Azov and Tumah of Azova. Now, generally, Tumah of Azov is that he's pilot Shechva Zera. He releases Shechva Zera from his guf. That creates Tumah. And Tumah of Azova, which is an Isha, is that she's piletes Dam. And depending on when it is in her cycle, it either creates Tumas Nida or Tumas Zova. However, there's an interesting situation that Azova, Be'emsa Shivin Akim, when she's counting on Shivin Akim, which is part of the Seder HaTaira of Azova, if she's Piletes Shechva Zera, which she obviously got from Mibayla, if she's Piletes Shechva Zera, so that will be Seiser that day of the Shivin Akim. So that's the halach. Now, Mehai Taimo, we have a Chumrah brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Kuf Tzadik Vav Sifir Aleph that any issue is in Shivan Akim and she was Mishamesh as in Bailo before the onset of the Shivan Akim, obviously before she became Tomei, we have to be Choshish that she will be Perletes Shechva Zera during her Shivan Akim. So, for example, if she's Mishamish on Sunday, and then she becomes Tamei, so now she's a Zava, and then on Monday, Shechva Zera comes out, so she'll be Seiser that day. And maybe it'll happen and she won't know about it. So, halacha is, so first of all, in order for Shechva Zera to be Niflat from the Guf, that it should come out and still be considered Shechva Zera, that it could be Matam of the Isha, that's only if it happens within 6 Einois, meaning 3 24-hour periods. 6 12-hour periods, right? If it comes out within 6 oinus of the tashmish, so we say it's still called Shechva Zera and it's metameh. Anything after that, even if it comes out, we say it's already nisrach. Al kaponim, it doesn't have a din of Shechva Zera, whatever it is, but it's not going to be metameh the isha. So therefore, the solution is that she should not begin her shivin akim immediately after tashmish. Rather, she should wait 3 days, meaning start on the 4th day. So that's what the Mechaber says over there in Kuf Tzadik Vav Yud Aleph. Read the Mechaber. HaPeletes Shechva Zera B'mei Sfirasa Im Hu Toich Vav Oynos L'Shimusha Seisera Seiseyoin. So therefore the Mechaber says she should wait actually Avro Le Vav Oynos Shleimus, wait 3 days and then you begin your Shivan Akim. Now, this is only Negea by an Isha who was Mishameshas and Baila right before she became Anida or Azava. Right? Otherwise, there's no Shechva Zera in her guf to be concerned with. Let's say she was Mishamish and Baila on Sunday. And then she became Azava on Thursday. So by then, even if she'll be pilot, it's not Shechva Zera anymore. It's ready after 3 Einus. Okay, so that's talking about the Mechaber holds. However, the Ramah brings a Trumas Hadeshin, who is Maisif, two very big Chumras on this day. The first Chumra is that we're afraid that a person, the Isha, will have been Mishamish during the Hashmashas, and she will think that it was still Yom, but really it's already Laila, and Mimela, she'll think she's counting 3 days, and really she's only counting 2 days. So therefore what we say is, that regardless of when the Tashmish was, we're going to be Maisif an extra day. So that you need to wait, not 3 full days, you need to wait 4 full days, which means you begin your Shivan Akim on the 5th day. That's the Cheshbon. That's the first Chumra. And the second Chumra is, the Ramah says, also from Trumas Hadeshin, that, well, first I'll mention that he brings that there's a Chumra, there is some, a minig, I should say, Yesh Noshim Shanogu Lahachmer Oid Lahamten at Shiva Yomim. Some wait until 7 days. And the Ramah says, Ve'ein Tam Bedover. He says, there's no reason for this, Vahamachmer Yachmer, Vahamekel Niskar Lahakta Matzmer Lemitzvah. Which sounds like the Ramah is saying that you should be Mekel. If somebody has a minig to be machmer, okay, he could do it. But in general, we should be mekel. And l'maisa, the minig today is talking not like that. Today we wait what's called 5 days, which means you're waiting 4 full days, and you make the hefsik on the 5th day. Akoponim, and not the hefsik, the shivan akim begins on the 5th day. Akoponim, but then the Ramah goes on to say, v'yeshakosu, sha'achshav ein l'chalik ben shimsha in bailo l'loy shimsha. Right? That even without shimush, even without hashmish, an isha has to be makbid on this din. Why? It's a gzera. of Lai Shimsha Atu Shimsha. This is a tremendous chumrah. It's hard to understand why we should have, why we should be machmas so much. You're eating an extra day, machmas ben hashmashes, and you're even being machmir, and even on that extra day, when there was absolutely no tashmash b'chlal, so a little hard to understand, but the Trimus Deshin says that even though it's a gzera l'gzera, and normally we don't say that, but over here, the chshash ben hashmashes is a chshash b'shuta, v'choshul ha-rabban ha-tuva b'kama duchti. Okay. Ben Hashmashes, people get confused, so Mamela, we have to be mad. Okay, so that's the halacha. So we start on the fifth day. Now, what about a situation where Tashmish wasn't Shaykh? Not just that you were not Mishamish, but it wasn't Shaykh. So there are different scenarios. So first of all, what if it was not Baila was not Beer? They were not in the same city, Bechal. It wasn't Shaykh, Tashmish Bechal. So in that case, we say it was Shaykh, just that he wasn't here. So therefore, in that case, you would have to wait your 5 days. As I state in Ma'arik, Shayrish Lamed Hey, it's brought in the Shach and the Taz, the Chalchus Adam. So that is the halacha. So in that case, you do have to wait. However, in the situation of a Kala, meaning when she was making her, when she was doing her Shimon Akim, she wasn't even married. It wasn't that it wasn't Baal Beyud. She didn't have a Baal. She wasn't married at that time. Right? She made her Shimon Akim, she went to the Mikvah, then she got married. So, do you have to wait the 5 days in that case? So, in this case, there is a machlekes. The Taz says that in this case, you do not have to wait. However, the Shach is machmir. That you do have to wait, even by Kala. It sounds like it's a gather of a lay plug. And the Shach says that that's the minig. That the Kala taka, even a Kala would have to wait 5 days. It's an interesting about a kala, because let's just be makdim another then. What's the halacha if an isha became a nida, she was pierced a nida when she was already tummy? In other words, let's say she didn't go to the mikvah last month, and now this month she okay, so her period comes and now she becomes a nida or a zava. Does she have to wait 5 days? So l'chayri she shouldn't have to wait. Because in this case, it wasn't shaykh to have a tashmash and baila, because she was already tummy. In other words, she waited her 5 days last month. Not only she waited 5 days, she waited and waited and waited until the next month, and before she knew it, the period came. Right. So over there, l'chayra, you don't have to wait. You already did your waiting. A kala is always like that, right? A kala, I mean, at least in a normal case, a kala psula, right? She wasn't married before, so she's been getting a period for the last 10 years or so, right? So she waited her 5 days 10 years ago. Right now, she doesn't have to wait. So the whole nidin is l'chayr not negay in that case. Now, an isha who skips her tevila 1 month, and not because she wasn't married, for whatever reason, she decided not to go to the mikvah. Maybe the husband wasn't around or whatever. So in this case, it's actually machlekes whether you would have to wait another 5 days. The Dogma Revava says, and in this case, you don't have to wait because you already had your 5 days. But others are chaylik, the lechem is similar, and other chaylim are chaylik, and they say that you do have to wait in this case. So, maybe the case of the kala is similar to this case. I'm not sure. I would think in the case of kala, you certainly wouldn't have to wait, because there was no reason for him to go to the mikvah. So, I don't know. That's just an interesting horror on this whole nidin. Another interesting point is that sometimes, at least it used to be, nowadays I think medically it's not so, there have been medical advances, so it's not so common this situation, but it used to be maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago, maybe a little more, that there were noshim who couldn't conceive. And the reason was because the cycle was so short that she would ovulate and she would get to the time of the month when she would be able to conceive before she was able to go to the mikvah. In other words, if she becomes a nida, let's say on day one. So now if you have to wait 5 days plus another 7 days, 12 days, her cycle is so short that she was ovulating before the 12 days were up. So what are you supposed to do? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole kuntras about this in the back of Sefer Imri Avram, which was written by his brother, Avram Dov. I think it's more recently been published in the Menuchah Shleima, in the Tshuvas. In any case, there's a nidin over there by Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Har Tzvi, other Paiskim, they talk, maybe a simple solution would be that 1 month she should just not go to the mikvah. That way, when it comes the next month that she gets her period, she will not have to wait 5 days, she'll just immediately wait 7 days, I mean, assuming that she can get clean in less than 5 days, otherwise, anyway, you have to wait until you make the hefsek. But akopana, but assuming she can get clean, let's say, in 2 or 3 days, and that those 2 days might make all the difference, and then she can go to the mikveh without waiting her 5 days, in that case, she would be able to conceive. Like I said, nowadays it's not so negiah. There are other ways of dealing with this problem. But it's an interesting application of this din that the Paiskim do discuss. Now, the Rama goes on to say, after he says that now we're not mechalik of Hashimsha or not Shimsha, he says, V'chol isha sharaya afilu kesem. Even if all she saw was a kesem, tzricha lahamten heyomim, she has to wait her 5 days. He's a machalik is here pshat in the Ramah. The Shach says that the Ramah is talking about a case of Shimsha. By Shimsha, then we're machbe by a kesem. But loy Shimsha, and it's only a kesem, since k'sam adar abonon, we don't say all these chumras. However, many achrayim are chaylik, the levush, lach mesimla, and others are chaylik, and that's taka the minig, like levush says, and that's the halacha, that even on a kesem, that's why yes, ganisha nowadays, they never heard of such a chaylik, a kesem or a ri'ya, lemaisa, once she's tmeya, she has to wait her 5 days before she can begin hashiv nikim. And God, in the case of ksamim, it's so much more lemaisa, because if it was a real period, then very often she needs 5 days just to be able to make the hefsik. Or if not 5 days, 4 days, so that's such an afkamina. But when you talk about a kesem, so, really, she would be able to make the hefsek immediately, because it's not a period, there's not so much dam coming. So it's a big nafkamina to push it off 5 days. But lemaisa, that is the din, that even in this case you would have to wait 5 days, and there are Moshe Messiahim on this whole din, b'chein noyhegin, b'mdinas elu v'ein l'shanois, and the Makor Chaim says, that the Ramos says at the end of Sif Yud Gimel, kol ha-perz gedder b'dvarim elu b'mokam shenogu l'hachmi yishken ha-nochosh, is going back on this also. And v'ashtayzach midetoy v'meruba, somebody who is medaktik, k'chut ha-sayro, in this halacha, Zavada Tacholna Brachis Al Roshay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.